The first thing I said I was going to talk about is coronavirus. Now, what is coronavirus? Now, coronavirus is a group of viruses that cause disease in mammals and birds. In humans, the virus causes respiratory infections, which are typically mild, including the common cold, but rather rarer forms of SARS, which is the severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, M-E-R-S, which is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Those can be lethal as well. Now, coronavirus is associated with common cold, pneumonia, and severe acute respiratory syndrome. I've talked about that already. And I would also say this. Countries are taking steps to ensure that this virus is contained. Remember, it is called a novel coronavirus. Now, SARS and MERS, they are coronaviruses, but the reason this is called a novel coronavirus is because it has not been seen before, it has not been experienced before. Something novel is something that is new and not resembling something are formally known or used. So if it's not resembling what you know already, it's not looking like anything that we have come across before, medically they refer to it as novel. So it is referred to as NCOV, that's the novel coronavirus, and it started, or should I say, it emanated from where we are now. It emanated from Wuhan province in China. And we're looking at it from the first start when it was just 28 people, and currently the death toll has risen to 170 as of today. 170 dead already, and as of yesterday, the number of those affected was just 6,900, just a little bit below 7,000. And just between yesterday and today, about 24 hours or less, the number has risen to 7,700. So it is spreading fast and it is spreading wide. China is taking steps. They've sealed so many public areas from Wuhan, affecting some other parts of China. Everywhere in China is affected. The number of people on lockdown now is over 56 million. And still counting. Now, this has spread from China. It has moved to other countries like the United States, and countries all over the world are looking at how they can bring back their citizens from China back home. US has taken some batches already yesterday. Canada wants to do the same thing, Australia wants to do the same thing, Japan wants to do the same thing, and so many other countries. They are trying to see how they can bring back their own people, but keep in mind that when you are bringing people back, everybody wants to come home. And you know, when someone is sick, most of the time your loved one wants to be beside you. We're not saying these people may not get proper care in China, but some cases are already rising in the media where people say, "Are you Chinese?" And those are racist comments that a lot of countries do not like. So instead of leaving the treatments and the quarantine to China, they prefer to bring their people back home. Now, the question is this: what is Nigerian doing to get Nigerians that are in China back home? And that is one question that everyone is asking. What are we doing to Nigerians that are in China? Why are we not talking about people that are in China that are Nigerians? Now, the Minister of Health, Osei Gyanere, said Nigeria will not be stopping passengers from China from entering the country once they have been screened at the airports in the wake of the outbreak of coronavirus. The screening, detection, quarantine, and I think those are the major procedures. You have to screen, you have to detect, and you have to quarantine if the person shows signs of the coronavirus. Now, what Nigerian government is just telling Nigerians is that do not go to China, cancel some of your trips, except those trips are very, very important. Me, I'm of the opinion that cancel your trips, even if they are important or not. In the meantime, cancel your trip if you're going to China, or take precautionary measures at the airports, exit and entry into China. So we hope the Nigerian government will work with the Chinese embassy to see how they can bring the know-how, some equipment to the Nigerian space so that this coronavirus can be contained. Remember, something that looks like the coronavirus has been detected in East Africa, to be precise, Kenya. So one case that looks like the coronavirus, although the person has been quarantined, the person came in from China, so it was showing signs of the virus. They had to quarantine that particular person. Now, according to some scientists, the virus is transmitted from person to person, according to World Health Organization. Actually, World Health Organization has confirmed that it is transmitted from person to person. Now, but what is not clear is that some scientists say you even transmit the virus before the symptoms show. You know, unlike other things, other diseases and viruses, you start seeing the symptom, then people start running from you, right? But in the case of coronavirus, it is said that it is being transmitted even before the symptoms show in the affected person. So you could think you are healthy and you are transmitting the virus. Although that has not been fully confirmed, but it is looking like, because the number of people infected is rising. And when those people come to the hospital, it's just fever. You understand? High temperature. Now, you don't get the full symptom until 14 days. Now, imagine if those infected between yesterday and today rose by almost 800. There are still some people that look healthy, but they are moving the virus from one person to another. So I don't want us to look at this as, it's not happening in Nigeria. It's not going to get to Nigeria. It's not going to cross the ocean. Remember, there are those working at the sea, those coming in from the airports. Are we doing our best to make sure that there is adequate checks on anyone entering into Nigeria? So I leave that to the government, and I hope the government knows exactly what to do. Now, is there a cure? That is the question that a lot of people will be asking. Is there a cure? Like I said, it is a novel coronavirus. A novel coronavirus means we've not experienced this type of coronavirus before. We've had one coronavirus, which is SARS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, in 2003. I remember there was a global panic on if SARS was going to end the entire human race. But humans overcame it. Now, US is saying they are not getting a clear picture of the novel coronavirus. It is nothing similar to Ebola, and it's nothing similar to SARS. It's more like SARS, but more improved, more like a genetically mutated coronavirus. Way contagious than SARS, but not as deadly as SARS. Now, this is the meaning. SARS is deadly, but SARS is not easily contagious. This novel coronavirus is spreading faster than SARS, but it is not killing as fast as SARS. There are speculations here and there, and everyone is saying WHO, which is World Health Organization, should not declare emergency in China only, but should declare it as a worldwide emergency. worldwide emergency means that there will be serious attention put into it. But for now, World Health Organization has not declared it as at the time I am presenting this to you, 30th of January 2020. World Health Organization has not declared the novel coronavirus as a worldwide emergency. Now, remember the steps that the Chinese government took in building a 1,000-bed hospital, and the hospital between the start and the finish is set to be within 10 days. So, first week of February, which is just next week, the hospital should be completed. So, it's taking about 10, 11, 12 days to complete a hospital of about 1,000 beds. I don't know how long that's going to take in this part of the world, but I know any government that can take this step shows that it loves its citizen, and that is the truth. If it is taking us almost 5 years to renovate hospitals, to build hospitals, and sometimes we pass it on to the next administration and it goes for 8 years, and the commission just the gates, but the wards are not ready, but the commission the gates. The gate is looking all fine and paying. But this is China trying to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 10 days. 10 days. 10 days. That is the love for your people. And I want the government of Nigeria not to just look at this as a monumental feat, though they have the brain capacity, they have the wealth to do that. They should look at the real meaning of what they are doing, which is the love for the people. When you love your people, we should be talking about how to get flights to bring Nigerians back home from China and adequately take care of them here in Nigeria. Not Chinese, because you can't expect Chinese to treat your people, to give the same attention to foreigners as they will give the same attention to their own. I'm not saying this in light of a racist statement. I'm just talking about facts. We treat our own differently. That's just the way the world is. Everyone wants to bring his people back from China. So this thing should be looked into, and before it becomes serious, remember, things declared emergency in Nigeria is almost when everybody has gotten it or when it has gotten to a widely spread number, before Nigeria calls it emergency. So if there's no case yet, we're not taking proactive measures. Are the thermal scanners at the airports and at the seaports? Are we checking passengers from where they are coming from? Are they coming from infected areas? Are they coming from China? All those things should be put in place, and there should be a press statement in all of this that these are the things we are doing. Fine, I know the Center for Disease Control, Nigerian Center for Disease Control, is putting a lot on so many things. That's the NCDC, that's the Nigerian Center for Disease Control. They are putting so many measures to see how they can raise awareness as regards the coronavirus, but I think they can still do more. They can put billboard signage on the airports, you understand, to tell people that this is real. This is what, if you are feeling this in your body, just head down to the quarantine zone for you to be checked. So you can see people turning themselves in China because they don't want to infect their loved ones. Do we have that love for ourselves? like you just come into the country, you're feeling somehow, you're going home directly. You're going home to see your family. You don't know if you're infected or not. But for people in China, they are turning themselves in. For people in Canada, they are turning themselves in, even if it is not looking like the coronavirus. As long as they are coming from China, they are taking precautionary measures to ensure their loved ones are safe. Some scientists are saying they could deploy the treatment for HIV and the treatment for SARS could be useful But no one knows what is working yet. And anything that is done now is going to be experimental. So if they release a drug now or a vaccine, you're not going to ask a lot of questions that, oh, is this thing working before? You want to grab it. Because anything that is released now that looks like a solution, the world will grab it. The world will grab it. That is the bad side and the good side of outbreaks. The good side of outbreaks is that we get to know where the problem is. The bad side is there is no time on our side to develop an adequate, sufficient cure. Even to understand the virus, there is no time on our hands to do that. So let's keep our fingers crossed. And I'll still give you updates. This is TalkTech. My name is Femi Greater Heights.